This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met King Charles III at Sandringham Estate in England. They discussed bilateral issues and progress in India-UK ties. They also discussed avenues for collaboration in promoting Ayurveda, yoga and mission life to spread the benefits to the UK. Prime Minister also presented a sapling to King Charles to be planted in Sandringham Estate in autumn as part of the Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign. Earlier, India and the United Kingdom signed free trade agreement at Chequers, paving the way for shared prosperity of India and UK in various sectors including trade and defence. After the signing of the FTA, PM Modi in his press statement said the day marks a historic day in bilateral relations of two countries. The deal is a blueprint for shared prosperity. This agreement will be beneficial to youth, farmers, MS and ME sectors in India, said PM Modi.
आज हमारे संबंधों में एक ऐतिहासिक दिवस है मुझे प्रसन्नता है कि कई वर्षों की मेहनत के बाद आज दोनों देशों के बीच कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव इकोनॉमिक एंड ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट संपन्न हुआ है यह समझौता मात्र आर्थिक साझेदारी नहीं बल्कि साझा समृद्धि की योजना है
Mr. Modi also expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Starmer and his government for strongly condemning the Pahalgam terror attack.
Pahalgam mein hue aatankwadi hamle ki kathor ninda ke liye hum Pradhan Mantri Starmer aur unki sarkar ka aabhar vyakt karte hain. Hum ek mat hain ki aatankwad ke khilaf ladai mein dohre mapdandon ka koi sthan nahi hai. हम इस बात पर भी सहमत हैं कि एक्सट्रीमिस्ट विचारधारा वाली शक्तियों को डेमोक्रेटिक फ्रीडम का दुरुपयोग नहीं करने दिया जा सकता। Those who misuse democratic freedoms to undermine democracy itself must be held account. Economic offenders के प्रत्यापन के विषय पर भी हमारी एजेंसी सहयोग और समन्वय से काम करती रहेगी।
In his statement, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer said the free trade agreement is the biggest and most economically significant trade deal that the UK has made since leaving EU. He said the deal will bring huge benefits to both countries. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal said that India-UK free trade agreement is a landmark deal that will boost trade, investment and employment, highlighting its wide-ranging benefits during an exclusive conversation with Prasar Bharati correspondent in London. Goyal said that the unprecedented agreement will benefit farmers, small businessmen, MSME sectors, startups and other service sectors.
This will spur investments on both sides because given the certainty and stability that a free trade agreement provides, it is quite obvious that manufacturers, MSMEs, our food processing industry, textile industry, all of them can now look for long-term contracts and long-term business potential.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sadness at the loss of lives in the tragic plane crash in Russia. In his message, Mr. Modi has extended condolences to the families of the victims. He said India stands in solidarity with Russia and its people. Minister of State for External Affairs Pabitra Margarita reached Kruger National Park, Mpumalanga, South Africa, to attend G20 Development Ministers' meeting under the South African G20 presidency. In a social media post, he said he is looking forward to meaningful engagements with stakeholders from G20 members and invited countries to discuss key development issues facing the world. Mr. Margarita met Minister of International Partnerships of France, Thani Mohammed Souheili, on the margins of G20 Development Ministers' meeting. They held discussions on 4P and AI, reform of international financial architecture and disaster resilience. Union Minister for the Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya, chaired a meeting of the Consultative Committee pertaining to the Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region at Parliament House NXE in New Delhi yesterday. The primary aim of the meeting was to review and discuss further strengthening of coordination under the provision of the 10% gross budgetary support for the Ashtalakshmi states of the Northeastern Region. And that is the end of this news bulletin.